This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. What are you really gambling with?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Some kids at 16 don't know how to make their bet.
Put moron number two on the phone.
No, I own one of those.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour. I feel good.
Of course you feel good. You're listening to us and Stevie J, not far away.
Stevie!
Because we want to get to him about the Yarrawonga and what's going on in the magnificent footy league up there. I see Topics Brayshaw coming up. I like that.
Yep.
I also see Ed Cavalier coming up. He's got a big show, Melbourne Comedy Festival. That's about to start. And he's got a cast of thousands. Tony Martin, Limo, part of it as well.
Limo.
So Ed's coming in, and I'm just shooting one across the bow at you now.
Right. What?
If we get to the end of the show and I get the sniff that the joke is going to be the one that I think it's going to be,
mm-hmm.
I'm out.
No,
I'm off. No, see, I'm not putting up that. They've got so bad.
I'm not talking to you about that because there's something wrong with you.
They've got so bad. If I think it's the one you're going to tell, then I'm off.
Jimmy boy, anyway, I'm not listening because I've got the fever. I've got the GTP fever because it's all happening here. I'm at Albert Park, the F1s, the V8s. I'm in the mood, Jimmy boy. Have a listen as they go past me. These cars just keep going round and round and round. Have a listen. Boom, boom, boom. There they go. It's all about the vibe, Jimmy boy.
Cool. We're in the studios at South Melbourne. We're nowhere near the track.
What happened to the car noise, Raps? Rabbits?
We ran out of audio.
Is that your craft? Just running a bed of car noises under yourself.
And I was going to be at the track and talk through
it. Yeah, but you're not. You're
can
here.
You get a bit longer than 12 seconds of car noises? Oh.
Jesus, seriously.
I was going to give away some tickets
where you're at. No, no. They're already ringing.
We haven't got GP tickets.
No.
Anyway, hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jim.
You're sitting a metre away from me.
Nice and happy you are. Good start to the show. Nice and happy up and about. Old wet blanket over there.
Less the joke. You've been warned.
I'm looking forward to it. Game of footy tonight, round three.
Oh, yes.
Great round of football, by the way. We'll go through it thanks to our friends at KO. G'day, Ryan.
You going into the parade tomorrow?
I wouldn't be. I'll stay in the back garden with me dog. I think it's the greatest load of pumps and wumps. All the Americans are over here. Oh, my God. I love this. I love Ireland. They doing my
I'm telling
you, I hate it.
Crikey. What was that about?
St. Patrick's Day. He wasn't happy with it.
How long was he swear word?
Hey, nice to see you, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been away for a couple of days.
Yes.
You don't look right.
You don't look great.
No. But well, that's usual.
You had your wisdom teeth out again.
What else have you got?
Time now for a wrap, wrap, wrap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hurry up, Bill, and get to the wrap, 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 wrap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Cold out here at the Grand Prix track, Jim. But anyway, thank you. Western Bulldogs, Brisbane tonight. Big, big game for the Western Bulldogs. Made a few changes.
Yes, saw that.
Brought in Arthur Jones.
Mm.
Now, there's an old name, Arthur.
It is an old name.
He is.
Artie.
Treloar, Rob and Johannesson come in.
Yes.
Sam Darcy omitted. Riley West omitted. And McLean omitted there amongst a few. Speaking about giving away tickets, sorry, I nearly went past this. Thanks to Fox Footy, we have two tickets to tonight's game.
Ooh.
So give us a call right now, 1-333-53, 1-333-53,
nice.
And you can go along and watch the Doggies and Brisbane tonight.
That's right. Don't miss the Bulldogs take on the Lions tonight on Fox Footy, available on Foxtel or KO Sports as well. Bill, let's get you back to the Grand Prix track.
Thank you. Oh, there's Oscar. Hey, Oscar! You want a beer? It's my son, Oscar.
It's actually puerile.
Mason Cox not playing tomorrow night against Richmond.
I just saw that.
Yes, he's got a rib complaint there, but he'd go out last night, I see, old Coxie. Don't worry about that.
Oh, made his way into the glamour on the grid.
He did. He was dancing around.
With another teammate.
Yeah. Doing the hokey pokey and everything else. He was there. Hey, what about Dimmer? Well done to Damien Hardwick, Jim, who celebrates turn it down a bit. Celebrates his 300th AFL game as coach on Friday night.
Right.
So 300...
three-time premiership coach.
That's right.
At least two premierships as a player.
Two premierships as a player. Yeah. So 200...
He has had an unbelievably good career.
207 games as a player, two premierships, as you said, Jimmy.
One at Essendon, one at Port.
Yeah, and then 300 as a coach. That is a good effort.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, so am I.
Brilliant.
And you know what? He was the first, I reckon, of all the coaches to bring the players together and be a mate of the players, didn't he? And he got them over the line. First gamer at Melbourne. Do you know much about Jacob Van Ruin?
I do. I went down and watched them train, actually, specifically to watch him because he's a big forward.
193
centimetres. Yeah, not enormous, but one of those ones that'll get up and back. It looked like he had really good hands. Powerful unit.
Righto.
I actually was surprised he didn't play round one.
Yeah.
So I think there's really good raps on him down there, and he looks like he moves beautifully.
All right. Well, all the best to Rui there, playing his first game for the Demons.
Yep.
Tom Stewart, some chance to play for the Cats.
That's good.
Good news.
We need him, Fat.
Some chance. Not saying he's going to play. Jeremy Cameron is expected to play, and Reece Stanley's maybe not. He's under an injury cloud. So
Has Jezza had the baby yet?
No.
Still not?
Still hadn't had the baby,
Bloody
Jim.
Bloody hell.
That's gone on a bit. First one always takes a bit longer.
Right. That's what was your experience?
Likes to just sit in there
and
get nice and warm and doesn't want to come out.
I think my first one sat in there too long. It's affected him ever since.
Clarko will fly home from Launceston on a commercial flight by himself after telling North Melbourne he shouldn't be on the same shared charter jet with Hawthorne.
I agree with that.
Yes.
I think the team should travel home separately.
Well, the AFL have hooked up just one charter plane to get them both back, so both teams are on it. But I caught up with Clarko.
You caught up with him?
Yeah, I said, hey, Clarko, what's going on with the flight stuff, mate?
We've got a charter flight coming back together. So I won't jump on that flight. I'll come on a different flight. I just don't think it's, given the investigation that I'm embroiled in with Hawthorn, I don't think it's a great idea that we'd be sitting on a plane together.
Oh, yeah. If he walked down the aisle and saw someone from Hawthorn.
Fat.
Yeah.
Remember when Buddy kicked 13?
13!
Brad Scott and I got on the airplane home.
Hawthorns.
Yep.
Sucked in.
Because the rest of the team had to stay down and do school visits and stuff.
Yeah.
So the two of us got on Hawthorn's plane.
Oh, jeez.
Imagine how welcome we were. And imagine how angry Scotty was.
Oh, head down then. No. Ryan Pappenhausen has made a major breakthrough rehab. We haven't heard much about Pappenhausen now.
We had him in.
With the Storm fullback running on land this week. That's what it says here. He's running on land. Because he went to the moon last week.
Altered G machine or something was working.
I don't know. Yep. Flew up to the moon and ran, I don't know. Josh Giddey, career high 31 points for Oklahoma. Jimmy, he's a star, this boy.
Yep.
31 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. Well done to him.
Yes.
Seven have confirmed they've secured the rights to broadcast the upcoming Test Championship final between Australia
and England. Does that mean I'm going over there?
You might be going, Jim.
Good.
At the Oval. That'd be nice.
Yes.
And the Grand Prix ball was on last night. It's called Glamour on the Grid, Jim.
Yep.
And guess who went?
Who went?
Crispy.
What? How's he there, Chris?
He goes everywhere to the opening. Him and his wife.
In the middle of the week when he's got a game on.
Friday night.
Crisper.
The lights are on and he had to go. Crisper was there.
He is at the opening of everything, Crisper.
He is. Him and his wife,
he'll
Michaela.
He'll hear this. You know that.
He loves us.
He does. But, of course, he was there, along with a few others. Michelle Payne.
There would have been a few others.
Josh Dacos, Mason Cox, Daniel Rioli.
Well, Stevie wasn't there.
Stevie Johnson.
Jay, no, because he was at your joint.
He was.
Drinking everything out of your fridge.
I want me keys.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Not a particularly sophisticated show.
Triple M. Right now we're joined by superstar Geelong Cat and now a superstar of the Sunday Rub, Stevie J.
He's a three-time premiership player, a Norm Smith medalist, and one of the most mercurial footballers ever.
Oh, look at the squaring Nurry from Stevie. He's taken an enormous amount of piss.
Now he's joined Triple M Footy's Sunday Rub and is already bringing elite standards.
One thing I haven't noticed as of yet in this commentary box is there hasn't been anything to eat, and I know that...
Please welcome Stevie Johnson.
Oh, he loves a feed. Stevie. Don't worry about that. Here he is, Stevie J, one of a very few Geelong footballers to kick over 400 goals.
Oh, I ever listened to that.
Hello, Stephen. How are you? Where do we find you?
G'day, Bill. G'day, boys. I'm actually just on the side of the highway. So if you hear a few trucks go past, and there's about three about to come up behind me. Right. I'm just pulled over. I'm on my way back to Yarrawonga for training tonight.
Good boy. Now, speaking of that, of course, you coach Yarrawonga, the Pigeons up there. They're in the Ovens and Murray League, which is a big, big league up there, one of the biggest leagues in Australia, you could say. Mm-hmm. And there's been a couple of things happen in that league, Chompers. Corowa, Rutherglen, had to pull out of the competition before the season started, of course. And then we just read over the weekend that the premiers of last year, Wangaratta Magpies, they have been, defaulted, haven't they? They don't get the premiership anymore.
Over the salary cap.
So the league took the premiership off them. There's a couple of big stories happening there, Stephen.
Yeah, very big. I get back to town and a couple of big things happening. It's a bit unfortunate with what's happened with Corowa because that's been a really strong football club with a lot of history, and I know Jim would be very fond of them given they developed the horse Longmire there. They had the Houlihan brothers both all played there. There was three of them, or maybe four of them actually. So, that's disappointing. We hope they can get back on their feet. But and then also just, in the last couple of days, Wangaratta have been stripped of the premiership. So, very big news around the Ovens of Murray.
Yeah. Having said that, Yarrawonga lost that premiership by 3 points.
The Pigeons
lost it by 3 points.
Why aren't they the premiers?
So I was going to ask that. But what I've heard, Stephen, and you're going to confirm this, that Yarrawonga were asked to be the new premiers and they said no. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they were offered it yet, but I know that the club consulted the senior players and the coach at the time, Mark Hosel Wiley, who's a current player now, he stepped aside. And those senior players felt that they didn't deserve the premiership because they were beaten by a better team on the day and that players don't sort of manage the book. So it wouldn't have felt the same for them. So there was a bit of a precedence probably been set, around the time the Melbourne Storm won the premiership and then it was taken from them. Nobody ended up being the premier. So, we move on.
Yeah.
Well, that is very interesting. Now, we're loving having you on board on a Sunday, Chompers.
Yeah.
I've been listening in every now and then, and it's coming across very crisply. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I am, Jim. It's a good team. It's a young, youthful team in the box, with Nathan Brown being the more elder statesman and then Joey Montagna and Davey Thomas and then Big JZ, the big media man. So, I've enjoyed it. It's good fun.
Melbourne Sydney, of course, coming up this Sunday, which will be an absolute cracker. We're looking forward to that. I think we got a little bit of Stevie's work, haven't we?
From
the weekend just gone.
That's it.
Yeah, late change here, Brownie. It's a big one for Essendon. Sam Wiedemann is out with a toe issue, and Massimo D'Ambrosio is in.
I like Massimo. I like him. He kicks it well.
This made me think of eating a curry. Massimo curry.
What is that, Stephen?
I don't know. I'd sort of tuned out. I was kind of thinking. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten since I got here, and then I was tuned out, and I heard him say Massimo, and I thought, wouldn't mind a curry. So the food at the back is only meat pies and sausage rolls, so that is the usual. But Daisy was good enough to bring in a platter on the weekend, sushi and sandwiches and a few treats. So that was a pretty good talk from him.
What's going on with the Cats, Chompers?
Yes.
No one saw this happening start of this season.
No, I don't think so, but I think they're a little bit underdone at the moment and they're missing a couple of their key backs down there in the back line. So once they get those guys back and then Tommy Hawkins starts to pick up a bit more fitness, he obviously had the foot issue through the pre-season. I think certainly nobody can write them off because we know what a great football club they've been and they continue to be.
They have indeed. You're spot on there. Now, Stephen stays at my house sometimes.
I heard this. He
occasionally stays there. I see there's no rent paid or anything, Jimmy Boy. But I've only have one spare set of keys, okay? Yep. One spare. So I went to look where they should be today because I just got back to the unit. I go to look. They're not there. So, Stephen, any idea where the spare keys are?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bill. I had a commitment this morning and I rushed out the door and I realised when I got on the outskirts of Melbourne that the keys were still in my pocket. So, but I had a few issues with your house because normally you've got OCD. We know you're a clean freak and, when I used to come around to your house for dinner, you'd, as soon as I'd eat my last mouthful, you'd be... picking my plate up and straight to the dishes, and you love doing the washing.
Yes.
But I don't know what you've done the night before I stayed, because I've walked into your bathroom and it's been sitting in the car for 2.5 hours. I thought I'd better just duck into the toilet.
Yeah.
And, so whatever you've done the night before, you weren't accurate in the morning. There was a queen all over the floor. And you must be running with a decent George W.
Oh, what the hell? Oh.
Where? It was a hair.
Because there'd been a few dropping on the toilet seat.
What's going on at your joint?
No. Well, you get up at night and just have a leak, Jim. Sometimes you hit it, sometimes you don't.
Hey, Stevie.
And the other one, Jim, yeah. The other one is I've gone to the fridge. Now, you want to know what's in his fridge?
Yep.
At the top row, he's got chocolate,
yeah.
Which another concern. He eats fruit and nuts. He had cheese.
Yes.
He had some cheese and he had some dip. And then the three rows below that consisted of guava cruisers. then there was the Carlton Draft frothy.
Yes.
And then at the bottom he had Canadian clubs and the 160s or whatever they are. 196s.
196s. Yeah.
And that was all he had in his fridge. So,
can you believe it?
Yes, I can.
Chocolate, cheese and piss.
I woke up this morning and I looked in the fridge and there was nothing left.
So guess who drinks and eats all that stuff for nothing, of course? Chompers. He just sits up there like the king and eats everything. Hey, good work, Stephen. Love hearing you on Triple M, of course. Good luck with the Yarrawonga Pigeons too. We'll be following them this year, Jimmy boy. Good on you, Chomp Chomp.
No worries, boys. Thank you.
Well done, Stevie.
Stevie J on the Rush Hour. You can hear him on the Sunday Rub every Sunday of the AFL season.
He's got me keys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know how bad that was, then.
Mm-hmm. I don't even like it.
Triple M. Now,
yep.
I read 133353 time to get the family involved.
Yeah.
I read where Aaron Molan, TV and radio performer in Sydney,
that's right,
has taken the extraordinary step fat of marrying herself.
Erin married Erin.
Yep.
How?
Now,
why?
Well, I've got this far into my life without ever having heard of anyone marrying themselves.
No.
Is it a new thing or like I didn't know you could?
No. I think it was a little bit of a stunt.
Was it?
For the radio station.
Well, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
But well, also, you know what she said? Don't hang a lot of single 35-year-olds out there, Jim, ladies, that are waiting for Mr. Right.
Yep.
Guess what? He doesn't turn up. There's not too many of me and you, Mr. Right's around.
Right.
So he doesn't turn up. So they go, stuff it. I'm going to marry myself.
Well, that's what she did.
Yeah.
She married herself.
Mm.
And it got me to thinking, as I'm reading it, I ain't marrying myself.
No, I wouldn't marry you either.
No.
No.
So I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking too grumpy,
yes,
too often.
Don't laugh at jokes.
No, that's not one of them. Too stubborn.
Oh, never
too
wrong.
Too good looking.
No, too I'd be, good. Too
I'd be worried
good.
I'd play up on myself.
You're a flog. You play up on yourself.
Bill,
never
that,
wrong.
That last one was Hume.
I get yeah, it. It was actually all right.
A bit of Hume. That last one, but fat
gaslighter.
In all, he doesn't even know what that means. In all seriousness, fat. Yeah. I am finding someone much better than myself to get married to.
Right.
And that's Lisa. But I ain't marrying myself.
No, I wouldn't marry
you. No. And I certainly wouldn't marry you.
No, and I wouldn't marry me.
So that's the point.
What is
133353, hence!
Hence!
What are we giving away, Rabbits?
Oh, a double pass to race day Sunday at the Grand Prix.
Wow.
And
ooh,
another prize.
Hello.
Separate, a $200 Crown voucher.
Bloody hell.
Wow. I know.
133353, ring and tell us why you wouldn't marry yourself.
Exactly.
All right. Best callers are in the lineup to win some of the greatest prizes radio's ever put forward.
Yes. Can't get tickets to the Grand Prix on Sunday unless you call up now.
Why wouldn't you marry yourself?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jimmy boy, I went to a bed with an Irish girl once.
You went to a bed.
No, I went to bed.
All right.
With an Irish girl once,
yes,
Jimmy.
Yes.
Right now, we're asking, why wouldn't you marry yourself, JB? On,
too smart, too eloquent. Oh. I couldn't win an argument against myself. So there's a lot of reasons why I ain't marrying me.
Never wrong. Michelle? You know, Ed, what's her name, did it? Erin Molan.
Erin Molan.
Molan. Yeah. Guess who was there at the wedding?
Who?
The new Premier of New South Wales, Minzy. before he was sworn in. He was a guest at the wedding.
At her wedding when she married herself.
She had the white dress on, went down the aisle, did all that.
Wow.
And Minzy was there.
All right, 133353. Michelle joins us first in Toorak. Why aren't you marrying yourself, Michelle?
Hi, fellas. Hello, fellas.
Hang on. Hang on. What did you say, Michelle?
No, mine are the opposite reasons for you, actually. I have no cooking ability.
Ooh.
Pretty messy.
Yes.
And I would probably say marrying myself would be the opposite of being a gold digger.
Hey, good address, bud. If you just said you're from Toorak, wow.
Yeah, you don't know what it looks like, though, Bill.
I love that, Michelle. Stay there. Righto. That's good.
Yeah.
Very good. Tim's up in Kai.
We go from Toorak to Kai Abram. G'day, Tim.
G'day, fellas. How are we?
Why wouldn't you marry yourself, Timmy boy?
Well, instead of being tall, dark and handsome... I'm a little short, stumpy ass.
How tall are you?
Oh, I don't know, about 167 centimetres or something like that.
Well, you'd be riding at Flemington.
I'm not exactly good looking.
All right.
What have you got then? You got anything?
Well, you know, I've got a wife, but you know, you see a fella like you go, well, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the definition of that.
I love it, Tim. Stay there, mate. Timmy. Very good. Brycey in Strathmore. Yeah. Hello, Brycey.
Brycey.
Oh, yeah, boys. How are you?
Going well, Brycey. Why wouldn't you marry yourself?
I buy too many cars and I don't sell them. I've got 14 cars at the moment.
No.
In the backyard?
I've got 9 here and then I've got them scattered around. But no, basically 14 cars.
Hello, Brycey.
I'm a mechanic. I should have been a builder. I would have had 14 houses.
Do they all work?
Half of them do, yeah. Half of them are projects. I've got a Mark 1 Transit van, a couple of V8 Falcon Utes, a V8 Station Wagon, Infiniti QX. I just like my cars, mate.
I love it.
You just tinker away at them, do you?
Yeah, sure do. Yeah. No, get them on the road and usually sell one, you know, every 6 months a year, but just been a bit slack lately.
Got a girl, Brycey?
No.
So you reckon they run a mile when they hear you got 14 cars?
They're not impressed. I mean, I don't have to worry about it. Talking to the missus about buying another car, I just go out and buy it.
Go and buy it.
Too funny. You're well on the line. Hayden in Brightonville.
Haydos.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are we?
Going well. Why wouldn't you marry yourself, Haydos?
JB, this is something probably you can understand. I'm actually trying to organise a wedding at the moment with the Vidal, and it's got to the point, even just trying to find a venue to have a wedding at, it's done my head, and so I'm like, look, tell me when and where I'll be there. So I reckon if I was to marry myself, it'd probably never happen.
Yes, I get you. I've done the same, Haydos. Yeah. I have completely, well, not that I even had the guns in my hand.
No.
I just lay them on the table and said, whatever you want will be what we have.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Nothing.
No, I don't know yet.
And that's what Haydos
is. It's not end of the year, so I've got a bit of time.
All right, then.
But anyway, I just think that's a better way.
Yeah.
So, Haydos, I'm with you. Yeah. Stay there.
Well done.
Dan, it's Danielle. Where is Danielle from?
Bathonga and Albury.
Yes. Hello, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Why wouldn't you marry yourself, Danielle?
Because I'm a typical female. I'm always right and I'm a control freak. So it would not be a good marriage, that's for sure.
Oh, I love that.
My husband totally agrees with that.
I totally agree.
There he is. There he is.
But you're still married. That's good. He understands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He knows the rules, doesn't he, Dan?
He does, definitely. 24 years.
24 years and less for murder.
Shut up.
In the car.
Yes, style.
I know what it's like, mate, because I work with someone here who's always right,
That's never wrong.
It drives you mad, doesn't it?
Yes.
No, not you. Background, I'm talking to.
That'd be horrible.
Background.
Background.
Bill's calling.
Yeah. Oh, background.
Any more Bartholomew?
No, that's it.
All right. Oh, nice.
That was good, Jim.
Good help out.
They were all good. I'd like to give them all a prize.
Where are you going with the prizes?
Who called me fat? No.
That was Michelle off the top.
Yes. Actually, you'd go, Jim.
I like Danielle. Because she also had background with her.
Yes.
And I think we all know people who...
Always right.
Yes, so, Dan, you've got... I think we give the choice.
Give the choice because they're awesome prizes. Two tickets to Sunday's Grand Prix race day or a $200 Crown Dining voucher for you in background.
I will have the tickets to the Grand Prix.
Nice, Danielle.
Background, he got no say in it.
Hey, by the way, tickets are still on sale for tomorrow. F1, F2 and F3. Fridays at Albert Park just got a whole lot better. Friday grandstand tickets, only $105. Tickets selling fast. Visit grandprix.com.au. Not a lot remaining, so get in there and get them.
Exactly. $200 voucher to Crown.
Yes.
Goes to Michelle. She doesn't have to cook.
No, that's a good point.
And she can come from Toorak in a nice little car and a little poodle and go to Crown.
Michelle, you've won a $200 Crown dining voucher. Can be used at Jing Tai, Coco, Silks, Bistro G or the pub.
What do you say, Michelle?
Me and my poodle are going to absolutely love that.
Who do you think?
I'd love to thank Crown, and you, Fat.
Hey, by the way, experience great food, cold drinks and the excitement of live sport at Crown. Watch all the Grand Prix action on the big screen at the Pentacue Social. There's no place like Crown. We all know that. Crown practices the responsible service of alcohol. Drink responsibly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Surely there's someone more.
No.
Someone more.
Can you have a chat to the Whitney?
Biggest show that hits Australia.
Australia.
Let alone Melbourne.
Righto.
The Grand Prix.
Yes.
Like, you could argue the Australian Open's massive and Flemington's enormous, the Grand Final, all of the things that happen is, but from a global watching this city point of view,
righto,
the Grand Prix is the biggest.
It's up there, Jesus.
So we've sent our best man down there.
Our best man.
Albert Park.
Our F1 man.
Bill,
who knows them all.
When you need the big stories covered, when you need the big events covered, you send the man who's got the gravitas.
Gravitas.
And that is this man.
Righto.
So,
and he's going to go one-on-one
with
Daniel Ricciardo.
What next?
No, that's the deal. That's why we've seen him.
I didn't know that bit.
No, one-on-one with Ricciardo. Don't worry about that. That's the go.
Who have we sent?
Well,
are we going to go with it now or are we going to wait until we're finished with the song and then
just give his nickname?
I think go with it now.
Well, I don't think people will stay if we go.
It's supposed to be all
I think we'll just hang on to the name, and then you'll have to. We got a song now.
We do.
Listen through the magnificent song, and we'll tell you who we have sent to Albert Park to go one-on-one with Daniel Ricciardo.
Greg Rust? It's got to be someone of that ilk.
Oh, no.
Just go to the song, Raps. We've gone a bit long.
It's called Keeping Your Powder Dry.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I can't believe that. That's poor radio.
No, very poor.
Poor radio.
JB and Bill from the South Melbourne studios, because we couldn't get down to the Grand Prix today, JB.
Yes, no, we couldn't, so we had to send our best man down to cover this global event.
Exactly. He loves the circuit.
He loves the circuit, loves his car racing.
He does. One of the best.
So we had a look around the office and thought, where are we going with this?
Yes.
And somehow we decided on Onion.
George.
George, his head is perfectly round. It's as wide as it is high.
Like an onion.
It is, like an onion.
Without the thing on top.
That's it. He's down there now with an up-to-date report on the Grand Prix. Onion.
Geez, we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel here, Jim, aren't we?
No, we already said that.
Now set the scene for us, please, Georgie boy.
Well, as you heard, Bill, it's an absolutely massive day. And I heard earlier on you had the cars going around in the background. So it's a cool day. I think 68,000 people.
Wow.
Late number. And it was just fantastic to be there. People were lining up well before the gates opened when we got there just to set up our broadcast.
Anyway, George, tell us about the one-on-one you had. The one-on-one. Ford invited you along for a 150 press conference and you had a one-on-one with Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah, rolled over to the Ford tent, saw Daniel Ricciardo. They announced a new Ford bringing out. And the one-on-one, look, he was just over there, and I did yell out to him, but he just didn't quite hear me. So I've let the team down.
Onion. We send you down because we were invited to do a one-on-one with Daniel Ricciardo. We sent you down to do it, and the closest you got to him was about 55 metres, and you yelled something at him.
He was nearly there. Nick McCallum nearly got him away, actually. I couldn't believe it.
Nick McCallum.
I was just rubbing shoulders with all the big dogs from Seven, but I couldn't quite get there.
Did you see him?
Did I see Danny Rick? Yeah, he was just over there. He had
Danny Rick.
Yeah, me and Danny, we're like this, very tight. Nearly got there.
Onion,
you got any audio?
Look, you can hear it in the background, all the cars. It was very loud. I couldn't quite, it was just...
Onion, what time did we send you down there?
I got there at about 8 o'clock this morning.
So you got there at 8 o'clock this morning. It's now 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. What have you achieved in that time?
Oh, very busy day.
Nothing.
Look, I went and had a look at some merch.
Oh, who gives a stuff about the merch? We want to hear from Daniel.
Maybe give me a chance tomorrow. I'm heading back in.
No.
You have been sacked on the spot, my friend.
At least I made it in. I heard Jim was a bit late because he was caught in traffic, of all things, today.
Onion, you just got a general admission pass and walked around.
Hey, I'm trying my best, Jim. Let me try tomorrow.
Now, have you got something for us, by the way, Onion?
Where's my Nina and Pasadena T-shirt box? Well, I've got you.
It's with the golf balls.
Onion, you said to me that it was at the warehouse and about to be shipped start of last week.
I think, Australia Post are battling a little bit.
Oh, no. He's blaming everyone now. Fair. So you got nothing for us, George?
George? No,
nothing. Yeah, so it's just been a waste.
It's not possible for Onion to have achieved less.
No,
is it?
I don't know what he's done. He's
done nothing.
He's ate and drank coffee.
And walked around looking at the merch.
The merch.
What's wrong with him?
He had a good night last night.
Well, he was on the free gin.
He was.
And then he drops a Danny Rick out in the middle of Rick. Like he knows him.
Oh, geez. That's it. Never, that's what happens never call again.
People from Adelaide.
Never call again, please.
That's enough.
And George Porter?
Might have to send Rosie tomorrow.
Gone with his surname. I mean, all right, so we got nowhere near Daniel Ricciardo.
No,
In fact, we sent a man down there who's brought nothing back to the table.
No.
All right.
Not even some Nina and Pasadena.
Nothing. No. Nothing. Well, we got Ed Cavalli.
Yes.
He's coming up later in the show, and he is brilliant. So we're
and
looking forward to
my
that.
Joke, luckily, saves the day again.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Dilza's down in Geelong. Hello, Dilza.
How you going, boys?
What are you going on?
Not much.
What are you going on? Ed Cavalli not far away. Mm. Some feedback with Rosie Walton not far away. Fat, but now...
Yeah.
We need to have a look at a massive round of football.
Thanks, too.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Billy are getting out the crystal ball.
I can predict things. Predict things, Jim.
Yes.
Thanks to KO Sports. Get the game you want when you want this footy season on KO.
I don't tip, but I'm miles ahead of you. You're rubbish at it.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah. We'll see how we go. I've got 3-3.
Bulldogs Lions.
Big game for the Western Bulldogs. Zip and two, Jimmy boy. They need goals. They need the midfield to fire up. Yeah, in their first two rounds, they've kicked 9 goals and 5, the Western Bulldogs. Mm. That is all. So having said that about the midfield, what about the Brisbane midfield with Ashcroft and Zorko O'Neill and Josh Dunkley will be an interesting one against his old side, Jimmy boy. So I say Brisbane win this game.
I agree with you. Collingwood, Richmond, MCG, Friday night football.
94,328 will be there. There'll be a big, big crowd. Outright favourites now, the Collingwood Football Club.
Yep.
To win the premiership. They are flying. 2 very good wins, too, over the Cats and Port Adelaide. And I spoke about Darcy Cameron. I love the way he's going about it. Cost him nothing. He's been very, very good. The Dacos boys, the new boys, but also the old boys. How good's Pendlebury and Steele Sidebottom and those boys have been outstanding.
Well, the only slight question I have over Collingwood, Darcy Moore being superb as the captain, is they all went out during the week to
Mason Cox.
Well, then, you saw Crisper.
And, he goes everywhere.
And the Dacos boys.
And the Dacos
boys. So, Bill, they've all attempted a ball. Yes. So, I still say they win.
Yeah, well, too many injuries and suspensions at Richmond there. So, you would think Collingwood wins that one, Jim.
Hawthorne, North Melbourne in Launceston.
This one's exclusive on KO, by the way, boys.
Thank you, Rabbits. And make sure you're watching this because Hawthorne's struggling. We know that. They kicked 4 goals only last week, Jimmy boy.
2 to time on in the last quarter.
And Clarko has just been sprinkling the magic dust. Or what do you call it?
Dusk.
Around there at North
Melbourne.
It's
a time of day. Yep.
Yeah, because they are just all in. He's got them all playing for him for North Melbourne. And well done to Nick Larkey. He's kicked 10 goals straight.
Mm-hmm.
10 straight this year. And LDU, he's playing some really good footy. So North Melbourne to win this one. Can you believe it, Jim? Go 3-0.
We're agreeing with each other too much.
Good.
St Kilda, Essendon, Triple MCG.
This is the match of the round, Jim. Second
round.
Second versus third. if you don't mind.
And?
Both Two and Zip, and Ross Lyon's got the nice little effect down there too. He just says, bring an effort. Come and bring an effort. Yep. Some of these boys, Owens and Wood and Stocker and Hill, they've all been good. They're all playing for Roscoe. And
Caminiti.
That's another one. Mm. Yes, well done. So, and what about last week? Essendon, no forwards. They're all out. 2 metre Peter and Stringer. So Langford just says, I'll kick five. I'll kick a lazy five. Good team effort by Essendon. Toss of the coin this one. I'm going to go with the Saints.
150th celebration as well for the Saints. Plugger's going to be there.
Plugger. Good on you, Plugger. That'd be great if you turned up.
Tipping Essendon because it's at the MCG.
You missed a game.
Marvel. No, I haven't.
Giants and Carlton.
Oh, okay. Giants and Carlton.
That's exclusive on KO.
I was trying to put a gap in between the last one and that one because of the...
Because
you're never
give wrong.
Give the maximum bang for buck.
You're never wrong.
Well, it's your model.
That's why I'm not you marrying you. Right.
Good.
Have we done that yet? Or we...
No,
yeah,
no.
That's been done.
Yeah, yeah, righto.
So?
Disappointing the Giants, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
West Coast all over them last week, so they were disappointing after a hot, hot, hot game round one. And Carlton undefeated.
Mm.
Can you believe that? Really good win against Geelong. I love the work of Saad and Curnow and Big Harry Mackay. So I think Carlton win this one, Jimmy boy.
I'm going for the Giants at home.
All right there. Mark that down, Rabbit.
All right, there we are. Melbourne, Sydney at the MCG.
What about the showdown?
I'm purposely
doing it. Frustrating. Showdown 53.
All right, showdown.
53.
Yeah.
Well, it's always been close. Belted by Collingwood after a very good round. So they've been good and bad. Will Horn Francis get booed this week?
No, surely not.
No, he wouldn't. It's a home game for Port. So
Port for me.
Port for me.
All right, the Derby.
And good luck to Rory Laird, our man. We liked him.
Yes, we liked
the
him.
The Derby, that's Talk way down the eagle. Bottom. Put him in order.
He's gone skew if you've ruined him.
Frio, do they need some goals?
Yeah, so I think they'll win that too.
No, they won't. They've got
Eagles win that?
I'm going with the Eagles, Jim. They've got some momentum. They scored 100 points last week.
Righto.
And Tim Kelly, McGovern, Gaff, Liam Ryan, Sheed, they're all back. So I'm going with the West
Melbourne
Coast Eagles.
And the Swans, now, this triple is MCG, Sunday, 3:20.
Great game. Brody Grundy got a bit to do there, lone ruckman now, so which he did at Collingwood and did it well. So look forward to that. But Sydney, first time back at the G, Jim, since the grand final. Any ghosts there?
Melbourne win that for me.
Well, you're not listening.
No, there are ghosts, but Melbourne win that.
You're
going Sydney.
I'm going Sydney. Ooh, good value at $2.10.
Finally, the Suns
haven't
won a game.
Yes.
And the Cats
haven't won a game. Both
Heritage Bank Stadium.
Need a win here. The Suns are okay against the Bombers. They're playing at home. But the Cats have got to win. They need to win. They need more running speed. They'll get that. And Geelong will clock up their first win of the round. Well done. Thanks to our good friends. At KAYO.
Yes. That's it. You can see all those games exclusive on KO.
Yeah.
Will JB and Billy's predictions come true? Find out with KO Sports. Get the game you want when you want this footy season on KO.
By the way, KO is the only place where you can get the entire Toyota Premiership AFL season. That is 207 games. You won't miss a single thing, and it is ad-free in play as well.
Ad-free.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plenty's wrong with us, that's why we keep writing.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Ed Cavalli, not too far away.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Hey, Hose.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Hose. If you were a footballer, you would be a great utility.
Okay.
Mm. Play her anywhere. Like yesterday, she's doing Rabs' job, and now she's come in and given us some feedback.
Apparently I talk too much, though, according to some of the comments.
Oh. I wouldn't
That's
have
thought. That's on Instagram. Love your feedback.
That was my false one I set up.
Your burner account? No, fair enough. I was out with The Onion last night, which might explain why he had such a poor...
Oh, performance.
No, because it was out of a gin bottle, so it's more glug, 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 glug. But last night we were at St. Arlie, just up the road.
St. Arlie.
For the Oath Gin event. Valtteri Bottas, who is a Finnish driver for Alfa Romeo.
Wow.
He's part Australian, really. He's got a mullet, loves drinking VB. His partner, Tiffany Cromwell, is an incredible cyclist. So she's all over the world doing her bike stuff. He's all over the world doing the F1 stuff. I'm obsessed with both of their Instagrams. They've got fantastic lives.
Brilliant.
So part of the gin is using some apples from Harndorf.
Ah, nice, in the Adelaide Hills.
Mm, so that's where Tiffany's family's from. Right. But they said, why are you calling it Oath? And he goes, well, Ken Oath.
Ken Oath. That's it.
What time did it finish?
I got home about 8. Oh, George was still there. He'd already had, responsibly. He had more than me.
Because he's never had gin.
He's never had gin. He's like, these are nice.
Come on.
And he bought a bottle.
And he's proceeded to go to the Grand Prix and produce nothing.
It's terrible. But he also said, we found out too, Jay-Z was there. He doesn't like drinking out of straws. Doesn't think it's masculine enough.
Wow.
And Onion reckons, because they were metal straws, because, you know, recycling, all that. Very good. He claims, this is Onion, that metal straws keep the drinks cooler.
Mm. He was pissed. And sounded like it. Today too.
Yep. No, that's how he always sounds. Slow.
Slow.
There's a great video on YouTube. You're a part of it, James.
Yes.
You're not, Bill, because you didn't go to Adelaide.
It was for you and you didn't turn up.
It's titled Bernie Beats a Pro. It's an excellent video that our Beersy has put together. Yeah, wonderful production. Go to Triple M YouTube. You can see it now. It's brilliant. Beersy. One little bit of feedback from Ross Noble being in the studio yesterday. Yes. There's a great video where he basically calls you Humpty Dumpty.
Yes.
Enjoy that. Nice. On Triple M Rush Hour.
On the golf men video,
yes,
which Beersy did do a great job of,
yes,
I was holding a ping umbrella. At the base of the ping umbrella, it's like the size of a 10-cent piece, even wider, almost a 20-cent piece.
So you weren't putting the holes
Keeps telling me I was putting holes in the green. The bottom of it is so flat and wide, you can't put a hole in anything.
That's what
I thought it's like tapping a cricket bat.
Why did you have an umbrella?
Because it just thrown down.
Umbrella.
As Beersy and Whit will tell you, just before we started shooting, it pissed down.
Oh.
Not as bad as what happens in Merrick's, but it was, you know, seriously
What's
going
happening
you
in Merrick's?
You have great respect for golf.
Yes, exactly.
So you wouldn't do anything
wrong. Holes
no.
in anyway.
Build.
Thanks, Rebs. Merrick's.
It's pissing down there.
That was 4 minutes ago we asked.
Well, I don't have everything on here.
One great bit of feedback about the Ross Noble interview from Lachlan Burney. About time someone made JB laugh in the studio.
I like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Last Friday in Brag Artist, we had Scott call up.
Oh, my son's doing work experience at his local community radio and he's getting on his first hour on air next week.
Oh, that's right. Good.
What's his name, Scott?
His name's Ben.
Ben.
I'm going to give Ben a bit of advice.
Yep. Listen
to Bill.
If he wants
a career in radio, never listen to this show.
That's good advice.
Yeah, it is. But Ben has been on radio despite that. He was on 3MDR 97.1 FM this week. And he had a grungeaholic show. I've found his playlist. Boy. This is really good, Rabs.
Yeah.
Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Foo Fighters, Everlong, Pearl Jam, Last Kiss, Soundgarden, Live to Rise, and then Black Hole Sun. Beck, Loser, Smashing Pumpkins he had, some Alice in Chains, Live, Radiohead, more Nirvana, more Pearl Jam, and he ended up with Stone Temple Pilots Plush.
That is right.
Good on you, young man. Yes.
That is great. Hey, big week for Ben's because we had Ben from Geelong on the quiz on the Saturday Rub. How good was he?
If you all
the
way haven't heard that, he had a clean sweep.
Ten
questions. Incredible. Year 11 student at St.
Amazing.
Joey's. Listen to the Saturday Rub podcast.
All right. Nicely done, host.
Thank you, Rosie.
We're sending Rosie to the Grand Prix tomorrow because Onion was terrible today. So Rosie will do a way better job. Ed Cavalier not too far away. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And I get the feeling that you're gearing up for a double.
A double, I'm going with Jim.
Right.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill, and our next guest will be part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival alongside Tony Martin, Ash Williams and Limo with the Team Effort podcast. It's Ed Cavalier.
Our next guest is bringing his Team Effort screenplay to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's about a radio show that's constantly on the verge of being cancelled.
Remind you of it.
Please welcome Ed Cavalier.
I think we all know how that feels, Ed. Nice to see you.
We're all tense now. Gentlemen, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it is. It's a Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We're doing two shows in the afternoons. And the idea, boys, is it's a film script that I've written set over one day of a show of an AM footy radio show. Ooh. Right. Now, we've all been a part of these,
yes,
right?
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have, says Bill, bowing his head. A moment's silence.
Yeah.
And so what I've the other thing is, all right, JB, when was your first year in radio?
1994.
Okay, so a lot of LaBouche getting around at that time, a lot of, you know, shawaddy waddy. What about you, Bill?
Oh, about 90s, 2000, we'll say.
All right, 2000. Okay. What was your first show, actually, JB? I always ask you this.
SAFM forget. Breakfast.
Here he goes.
Doing a sports break every half hour.
Really?
Steve Bedwell show.
Wow. That is old school. Okay. Good. So you boys know that we have to do, and people don't know this if they don't work in radio, every year we all have to front up to this thing called compliance.
Yes.
Where they say, these are the things that you can't say on air.
Yes.
And the good bit is always, they play a clip.
Exactly right. Yep. The Greyhound one.
I thought the alarm was going to go off. The mention of it, we all tense up. Yep.
Remember that? That was. We're all laughing. No, you can't say that.
No, you can't say that. Now, mind you, the bloke that features on it more than anyone else got a Lifetime Achievement Award last year. So exactly. Let's not forget that. So what I've been doing is taking notes for the past 15 years when I've been doing radio.
Yes. Wow.
And I have put every single thing that you are not allowed to say on air into this show.
Wow.
So it is phones in a bag, and all of those things are going to be said by a Limo's character who is like, and we've all come across them. You know the blokes, they were okay at footy.
Yes.
And then they sort of stumbled their way into the media.
Yep.
And they're always one brain fade away from getting the whole station shut down.
Yep. Don't know who you're talking
Thank
about.
Thank you so much. Present company excluded.
And Feb. Like Feb.
Feb. Thank yeah, you Feb. So much. Feb. That is the world we're in. And it just takes place. So it's me, it's Tony Martin, it's everyone you ever like. And we just go bang, 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 bang. And then we all go home.
I love it.
That's so good. Were you speaking, I should know the answer, but I don't, when you said Lifetime Achievement, were you speaking of Kyle Sandilands?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Yes. Because so, I'm two reading the paper on his show. Two mornings ago.
Okay, here we go.
And he's, I don't know if you're across this, he's landed himself back in it for something. I don't know what
again,
the hell he did. But literally within the last 48 hours. And as
Olympic
I'm reading
games?
It, I don't know if you're across this, Rabs, but as I'm reading it, I'm going, good on you, mate. We already have to sit through an hour and a half
Thank you.
Every year because of you.
Yes.
And you still haven't learned the lesson and you're back doing it again. If that meeting goes for an hour and a half to 2 hours now because of him, there's trouble.
Well, it's currently at the same length as a Marvel film. So it's about 3 days long. Thanks, Dan. It's just all his clips.
No, it is. Exactly.
It's
Tony Martin, you've worked with before, of course.
Yeah, the great man. I get this. Now, hang on a sec. That reminds me of something that I wanted to bring up. I love this show. And I was listening. And Bill, you are working too hard, my friend.
How do you work
no
that out?
No one's ever said that.
No, it's true.
Okay, so you're a great phoner. What have you seen unusual?
Yes.
All right, great phoner.
Very good.
Now, the only one that we ever got in trouble for, me and Tony, when we were doing Get This, JB, was a phoner that we did, which was What's Been In Ya? Right? Ooh. So people would just ring up.
What's been in ya?
Yep. What's been in ya? That only went for a day.
I don't
However,
mind that. I'm right now.
He's writing that down. Yes! It's made the piece of paper.
We'll turn just it around. Put unusual at the end.
Yeah, unusual. What's been in ya? Unusual. Yeah,
there we go. It's so fresh. What a fresh idea. So, where you are working too hard. The great Mick Malloy, currently of this parish and always of this parish, he got a week out of one phoner.
No.
He did one phone topic and it's all he did for a week. Jeez. It was called Dodgy Behaviour.
Right.
Right? And I saw him after one of the shows, midway through the week, right? I think he was leaving half an hour before the show finished, right? Just put on Catch a Goo Goo song and I'll see you. I'll see you tomorrow, right? Yeah. And I go, Mickey, how's it going? He goes, mate, I've cracked the code. I go.
Dennis Cometti, was it?
I go, what is it? He goes, mate, I opened the phones. He goes, dodgy behaviour. Then I just put the feet on the desk. Bill, come on.
Dodgy behaviour.
Unusual.
Your dog's dodgy behaviour then. Your kid's dodgy behaviour. See, it's
this
all
thing writes itself.
There Pandora's box.
I remember.
Hang on, I'm not entirely sure
that's what it opens.
That's right.
No.
Get this.
We'll put a sound effect in there. Yeah.
Back to that.
Yeah.
Of course, the great Tony Martin and the equally great Richard Marsland.
Yes.
The king himself. Yeah, thanks a lot.
So, that's it.
Warwick Cafe.
So we used to share the studio, of course, back over in St Kilda.
Yeah.
And every now and then, Richard come into me, and I suspected it was because a guest had dropped out. And he'd say to me, Tony really likes you.
Yes.
So come on.
Yes.
And as I say, I think it was because a hole suddenly.
No.
Walk from the breakfast meeting in to get this to do a spot.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it was just hilarious.
So that was the thing. So Tony, you know, is Tony the nerd to end all nerds, right?
Yes.
He doesn't have a mobile phone.
Oh.
He still uses a passbook instead of an ATM card. And the other day he said to me, Ed, I don't know why people aren't still buying DVDs.
What are you thinking? Yeah. That still
that,
in the...
That's where he's at, right? Oh, but man. He and man, but he loves you, JB.
I don't know how.
He just does.
Because I don't think we got one thing in common.
No, there's an old sitcom that you like. Name some sort of 90s British, those sort of sitcoms, that like those sort of... Yes, it was that. The way he described it to me, Tony goes, I was listening to the Breakfast Show. One of the footy guys. Right? Yeah. And I sort of ran through the list. Yeah. I got to JB. Goes, JB, that one. I think he likes nerdy comedies. We should have him in.
And he's a cricket guy too.
And he's a cricket guy.
Oh my God.
He's Brisbane royalty here, Triple M. But he used to drive the Black Thunders.
Yeah, I drove the Black Thunders for many, many years. And so we used to have very, very interesting shifts when I was driving the Black Thunder. So I drove them in Sydney and I drove them a little bit in Brisbane, but mainly in Sydney. And my favourite thing that we had was that one day we came to work and the cars were just not there.
Oh.
Right? The Black Thunders just, nowhere to be found.
Wow.
We need the Black Thunders. We couldn't find them. We're ringing around. We go, couldn't find them. I get a call from my mate who shall remain nameless, yes. Gav. Right?
Gav! My mate Gav!
My mate Gav rings me and goes, mate, can you come down to the car park? Ooh. And I go, yeah. I go, why? He goes, Tash, just come down the car park. I go down the car park. Gav, without asking anyone, has taken both Black Thunders, chocked it full of all of the promotional chips, drinks, everything for a housewarming party he's having that night.
No. Right.
Good work, Gav.
Icy cold cans of Coke.
Yes, we get
iced coffee.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Thank you so much. And we're on the road, thanks to the Black Thunders. It's an absolute car park on the M4, but if you get down here right now, we've got a Delta Goodrum CD for you. So Gav goes, all right, Gav, we get caught. We get caught on the way out. And as we're driving out, they go, where are you taking these cars? And Gav goes, to our boss at the time. I go, sorry, mate. Yeah, we're going. I'm having a house party. I'm taking the cars. And I kid you not, my boss goes, great. He just gets in the car and we went to his house.
Oh, no way.
Those are the good old days.
They were the days.
Jeepers. Hey, we need a little break because we're also going to speak to you about Limo, another member of this incredible cast.
That guy.
And this is a bloke, Bill, that has done some of the most incredible television shows. Thank God you're here.
Theatre?
Yes.
Oh, he always wins that. No. Do you always win that?
Always won what?
I think that's a show. I think you're referring to I Always Win Have You Been Paying Attention.
That's the one. I haven't been paying attention.
Is another show.
I always been Beauty and the Geek as well. Thank you for asking.
Let's get to a break.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's when he was at his best, Roscoe, wasn't he? He was fired up.
Truculent.
Yeah, truculent.
Ed Cavalier is stuck around, by the way, comedyfestival.com.au for tickets to see the Team Effort podcast recorded live.
So lots of times we get comedians in. Example of that was Ross Noble yesterday.
Oh, I heard that.
Where they just look literally, Ed, at Bill and there's just, not wonder, there's just amazement. Sam Pang's another one. Just looks at Bill like there's something wrong here. But there's a reason for this. And Limo, you're a great mate on the show, Team Effort.
Yes.
Came in a while back, and this is the conversation he got caught in the middle of with Bill.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Lehman. So my name's Anthony Lehman.
Great. Darren.
Yes.
Okay.
Darren, we're both South Australian originally.
You got a nickname?
Have I got a nickname?
Oh, I was playing along. I was playing along, Ed.
Where do you go after that?
That was fantastic.
That's radio
that was
like, craft.
That craft. That was like the day Marty Sheargold said to me when we used to have a music jury at Triple M.
Yep.
And Marty Sheargold said to me once, mate, the thing you got to understand about the music jury is it's a room that can only be entered from the inside. And I said, that's the type of logic that we want around here. That's fantastic. So my show is it's about radio. It's all the things that we're not. So it's no recording, no nothing. It's only two shows. Limo plays the sort of the main character. Tony Martin's in there, but I've been going to get sponsors, Bill.
Oh,
by the way, how much did I enjoy your description of President Obama yesterday as Cashy's Barack?
Oh, yeah. No.
There we are. Cashy's Barack, but that's a fair assessment.
That's exactly what he's doing. He's getting a lot more than what we get, too.
What was your best Cashy recently?
Oh, well, don't know.
No, I love this about you.
I met a woman in wool last year. You didn't get much for that.
Where was that?
The woman in wool.
No, but I got some nice wine and some woolly jumpers.
The Croatian one, you always do.
Yeah, there's some folding there. But we can't talk about this on air.
But are you available?
Yeah. I'm going to Devonport on Saturday.
For Devonport?
Yeah.
On the books, that one?
Me and Fev.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah. All right. Not an accountant in sight. When Brownless and Fev rock up.
He hasn't told you about the one where that you're expecting 100, 150.
What, people?
Yep. Oh, and then there was a table only, not even 10. So no. Bill ended up doing it down on the table with the other 10 people.
And they could ask questions, whatever they wanted, as we went along.
They could ask chicken or beef or white or red, whatever they like.
So we brought them in because they all spread a bit.
Yeah,
so.
Of course. I got sponsors for this show. Because it's right. Yeah, so cool. I've got good sponsors. I've got a TV sponsor. You know all these streaming services? Yep. Right. Do you know the one BritBox? Have you heard this?
No.
It's not getting enough press. So this is one of my sponsors.
Stream your favourite British crime on BritBox. Like The Vicar of Murder Village.
Hello, Vicar.
And the new series, Look Out, It's Prince Andrew.
Unbelievable that is. That is a hidden camera show. Yes. Set at Tool this week. And TV. I got big TV. There's a lot of good TV shows coming down the pike. You mentioned, of course, Have You Been Paying Attention? The show that I'm on. I win all. But it's a low bar. You've met Pang.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? These are not smart people.
And that little bloke that hosts, Little Tom.
Little Tom.
You thought was Santo Chilaro at the Oscar.
That was early days. I got him mixed up.
Had a full conversation with him thinking it was Santo.
Trying to talk soccer to
you
him.
You were.
How did Tom go?
Tom was okay, and then he just realised this bloke's not quite there.
So. Yeah.
He's too intelligent, Tom. He is.
So I've got a lot of great TV coming down the pike. They say free-to-air is dead. No, it's not. Not when you've got huge stars with brand new shows like this.
Hi. It's Gold Logie winner Grant Denyer here. Join me Sunday nights for my hit new TV show, Upskirting with the Stars.
That's a lot of fun. It's Denyer with a GoPro on his head. It's a great show.
Just walking around.
It's a lot of fun, that one.
When's that on?
Melbourne Town Hall.
When's that on?
Lower Town Hall, yes. Swanson Street, comedyfestival.com.au. Get your tickets for team.
Can
effort.
I give some tickets away?
Yes, you can.
Now, 13 10 60. Is that ours?
That's 1-333-53.
Don't call that.
No.
Don't call them. That'll be something else.
No, really.
1-333-53. You're in breakfast mode for hit at the moment,
aren't
you?
That's right, I am. So 1-333-53. Come along, see the team effort movie live myself. You've got Tony Martin, you've got Ash Williams, you've got a guy called Ben Knight, who's absolutely fantastic. It's a huge cast. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Love it, mate.
Well done.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen.
Continue to dominate. You're everywhere, and it's all good.
Cavalier.
Great to see you. Cavalier, it's
It's a bit of Chinese in that.
You're right. It's a Thai version of a Chinese name.
Oh, I knew that.
What's just happened?
I don't know.
Have you done my ancestry.com when I'm not looking at it?
Just Wikipedia.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Ed Cavalier on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Anthony William Brownless.
Brag artist tomorrow, of course. She's a Friday. Andrew Westacott, Dave Reynolds.
Wow.
Massive racing coming up down there. And then Hamish Blake is going to be on the show as well. The Great Manser.
What's
there's
he
a full
doing?
Show.
What's he doing on the show?
Lego Masters coming back, I think.
He
just loves us.
Now, okay. Bill. Yep. Three from three, Jimmy boy.
They've been completely inappropriate the last two.
Have they?
Yeah, 2023, really? You can't tell jokes that have any that even wander close to those two pieces of territory.
Listen
so
to
let's
you.
Just see if we can
smile. Just if try and up, crack a smile.
Let me tell you this. If I end up in front of any jury or commission or inquiry on the back of the crap that comes out of your mouth, we're done. If I have to sit in front of a jury to be told that we're not broadcasting appropriately because of you, enough.
We're together.
No.
We're a team.
No, we're not.
We're a team.
No. I will throw you that art under the bus. It won't matter. I'll say, I told him not to tell it. I told him that was inappropriate, and he went ahead with it anyway. So sack him.
Perhaps he move on. I'm just trying to find this joke.
Yeah, we're doing all this padding because he hasn't got his bloody joke ready.
Oh, here it is. Here
Same
we go.
Time every day. Right.
Here we go.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
It's good to have you back, Ryan, too.
Thank you, Anthony.
What do you call a sad cup of coffee?
No.
He's abandoning ship before the joke has even been
told. He is a sook and a sad sack and a wet blanket. And
hang on, now he's not here.
He shits
Kanga,
me. Yes, Kanga. That's that North Melbourne shit team of yours, Jim.
We'll finish your joke.
What was it? A sad cup of coffee.
Yeah.
It's a presso. No, but I've got one, right?
That's good.
That's enough.
That's enough.
All right, then. Sucked in, Jim. You can get
he is. Look at him.
Oh, that's it. What do you think of that show? Good, bad.
Crap.
But no good. Oh. Fairly convinced. Well done. That is four from four, Jimmy boy. It's a better show without Jim. A lot better. A lot of fun. On your wraps. Have a great night.
Good on you, Mr. White.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at Bluebet. Get around Bluebet this footy season and download the app today.
What are you really gambling with?